This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Next 90 minutes of this show, two tremendous political analysts, because they were right in the middle of it before. Dean Phillips with us next hour, and right now a man who for two terms was the governor of this state and is a frequent guest of this show, and we're better off because of it. Tim Pawlenty is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. I will not say Happy New Year, because I follow the Larry David policy where you have 3 days. You have December 29th, 30th, 31st before, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's it. That's your window for saying Happy New Year. Where do you stand on that policy, first of all?
I agree. I think that's a sufficient window of time. And plus, we've all been sort of saying happy holidays and hope you have a great new year for nearly a month now. So let's move on.
Let's enjoy
the year and not try to talk about it. Let's do it.
In some ways, Tim Walz said, let's move on. What was your initial reaction when you saw the reporting from Beloise Olson that the governor would step away and is not running for re-election, and now after having a little more time to think about it, what do you want to say?
I wasn't surprised at all, Chad. I've been predicting this among friends for some weeks. The allegations of fraud and various other things in his background, but certainly the fraud, just got to be too heavy of a lift, and you pile that on top of trying to run for an unprecedented third term. And it wasn't going to go away easily or quietly. There are going to be more charges, more federal investigations by federal agencies, the state's own audit, more political commentary about it. And the lift for him, the baggage, was just too heavy. And I think he made a wise decision to get out. It wasn't going to go well for him.
Okay, so let's stay with this, because I also believe there would have been one or two more Joe Thompson press conferences, Dan Rosen. There's no signs this is slowing down. If you had to predict today, if Tim Walz would have stayed in the race, do you think he would have lost?
Well, his approval rating in the last survey, USA poll, was 48%. The reelect numbers trail approval ratings by a few points usually. So let's say his hard reelect was about 44, 45, and that was a month ago before this avalanche of recent news. So those numbers were going to continue to deteriorate as the drumbeat continued, the avalanche of fraud news continued, and there was just no way out. It wasn't going away easily or quietly. Even in a blue state, it was just too much baggage.
Do you think the Republicans have multiple candidates if Walz would have stayed in, where they would have defeated him? Or is it possible they still would have offered up multiple candidates who the folks who show up at like 9:30 in Rochester on a Saturday morning, but the folks when they're voting for in early November, they would not have selected somebody who can actually win a general election?
Well, we have a large field, and it's attracted some high-quality candidates. I've mentioned to you before that for Republicans to win in a blue state, like a blue state of Minnesota, we need at least three things. One, we need a neutral or better macro environment, i.e. what Trump's doing and what the economy is doing next year or later this year when we have the election. Number two, we need high-quality candidates. And three, we need some mistakes by Democrats. And clearly, there's been mistakes by Democrats, and clearly within our field of 12 candidates, we have several that I think would be considered high quality and would have definitely given Walz a run for his money and probably won, or at least had a very good chance at it. And I think that would be even more true with whoever's next in the race, unless it's Amy Klobuchar.
Okay, so let's get to Klobuchar, and let's put some history associated with this at the presidential level. You know, last year at some point, Nancy Pelosi said to Joe Biden, and Barack Obama was giving every indication to Joe Biden, we're done with you. And Biden finally dropped out. A long time ago, when Richard Nixon was defiant, Barry Goldwater went to the White House and told his friend, you've lost us, you're done. I'll be very curious to read the reporting on what happened with this Amy Klobuchar conversation with Tim Pawlenty, with Tim Walz, excuse me, yesterday. Did Amy go there? Did Tim Walz call Amy and say, hey, I'm going to step out, you're the obvious candidate? Did Amy Klobuchar go to Tim Walz and say, Tim, you can't win? You like a little bit of gossip. Aren't you curious about how that conversation played out?
Yes, although I think, you know, again, this was very predictable. Within the DFL, at the legislator level and activist level and donor level, people were starting to talk, well, more than start to talk about the need for Walz to not become Biden and get out of the race. And I don't know if Senator Klobuchar pushed him or nudged him or not. We'll find out more about that. But if she does decide to run, and there's credible reporting from your friend Tom Hauser that she's likely to run, that fundamentally changes the race, obviously, Chad. And doesn't mean Republicans have no shot, but, you know, her record of winning elections in Minnesota and her approval ratings speak for themselves.
All right, let's look at these numbers because I jotted them down. She has won by staggering numbers, as you know. She won her first race by 20 points. She won the next two races by 34 points. She won the last race against Royce White by 15 points. As you said, her numbers are down a little bit. I think some of that is fatigue. Some of that is the Trump factor. If you were advising Republicans, and let's go under the premise that Amy Klobuchar does jump in and become the prohibitive favorite for the Democrats, how would you run against Amy Klobuchar?
Look, on WCCO, especially with you, Chad, I don't like to spin. I don't like to give you out any BS. I'll just tell it to you straight. If she gets in the race, she is going to be very, very formidable. It's going to take an extraordinary effort and a lot of luck to beat her in the blue state of Minnesota. Again, some of this is going to depend on what else happens for the rest of the year relative to the macro environment, what happens with Trump. And, you know, there's some possibility that mistakes can be made on a campaign trail, but she's a seasoned campaigner. Obviously, a cautious or measured person, she's not likely to make a lot of big mistakes. So I'll just say this. If she gets in the race, she will be very, very formidable.
Does it, as an observer, does it make sense at this point in her political career for her, in your view, to jump into this race?
Yes, I think, and again, I don't want to give her political advice or encourage her because that's not in the Republican's best interest. But I think it makes sense for this reason. She's been in the Senate a long time. You got to get on a plane, fly back and forth to Washington. And let's face it, Congress isn't exactly, you know, doing great things at the moment. So the other thing, though, is it switches from being a legislator to an executive. With an executive, you have the bully pulpit. You can cast a vision, get things done, and you got a lot of leverage. You're one of one. And that's department, and you don't have to be one of 100 or one of 435 like in Congress. And then the other reason is she's sort of blocked. You know, the rumor in Washington is the Schatz, Senator Schatz from Hawaii, is going to be the next Schumer replacement, so she's not able to move into Schumer's spot.
Right.
She's probably not going to win a nomination or endorsement for the president straight out. Mm-hmm. So if she comes back and runs for governor, it's a different experience. She gets to stay close to home. She gets to be an executive, and She stays in the discussion about potential future VP or potential future president, if that's what she wants to do.
That's it.
And by the way, in the unlikely event that she loses, she's still a senator.
Yeah, that cannot be forgotten. She doesn't have to run for a few years, right? She does not have to run, so she can run while she's still senator.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I agree with you 1,000% because all of a sudden, let's say she wins, and to me, she becomes the overwhelming favorite. If she wins, now she's senator, she's governor of a Midwest state, and let's say it's somebody from the East. Let's say it's Gavin Newsom. Let's say it's Josh Shapiro. And they want to appeal to the Midwest. Hey, now she's in this position where she's governor. Then let's play out the scenario. Let's say it's J.D. Vance or it's Donald Trump Jr., because the idea that a Trump isn't going to run, I'm not buying that. I'm still not certain if the guy in the front office right now is going to run again. But if Democrats lose again in 28, now she's been governor for 4 years. She's got a story to tell. She's in her 60s. I wouldn't eliminate her thinking long term about how this can play out.
Yeah, it really leaves all of her options open. And for all the reasons you and I have just discussed. So, you know, the only downside would be if she lost. And like we said, she's would be very formidable, like I said. So it closes no doors for her. It opens up doors for her. And it also changes the brand from sort of legislator to executive.
Yeah.
And somebody who can get things done. And by the way, you know, it's a better job. I think being an executive, is a better job. You know,
yeah.
You go out to Washington, push a button, red or green, and you play with Monopoly money and the whole thing's dysfunctional. It's a better place to be.
This is Tim Pawlenty, the former governor. We'll keep him a couple last minutes and we'll let him go. I'm seeing this already, and I understand Republicans are in a box because they were in a better position running against a beleaguered Tim Walz. And now with Klobuchar as the heavy favorite, they're trying to position this, Tim, as, well, Walz is out, but those same Democratic principles are still there. There's no accountability. The size of government continues to grow. How successful can they be selling that if Walz is out of the race?
I think it's still a potent issue, this fraud issue. It's made Minnesota mad, and deservedly so. This is our hard-earned tax money being stolen and wasted, and people are, you know, ticked, and they should be. I am too. And so it's a potent issue. The federal agencies are going to continue. You know, every month there's going to be a new revelation by one of the federal agencies about some investigation or review that they've done in the Department of Education or Department of Health and Human Services or the like. You're going to have news coming out of the U.S. Attorney's Office, probably many more charges. The total amount of fraud is going to go up. And there is, Chad, setting aside all of politics, there's no doubt a substantive problem within state government. When you have auditors saying they felt like the administration and the bureaucracy had a quote unquote shoot the messenger mentality when they brought news forward, lack of financial controls, And you have people in the Department of Human Services saying, we don't want to cooperate with law enforcement in investigations, allegedly, saying that because they don't want to be a tool of law enforcement, that the culture inside of state government in those respects is rotten. And there is an argument to be made that the Democrats enabled it or at least allowed it. And we need to hold that bureaucracy accountable for outcomes. And Governor Walz and his administration failed to do it. And we need, so an argument can be made that you need to clean house.
I have not asked you about the president much lately, but I want to bring this up in this case because it is tied to Tim Walz and it's tied to the assassination of the Hortmans. And for months on the dark pages of X and of True Social, these pathetic theories have been tossed out because Melissa Hortman in the end voted to cut off the medical expenses for illegal aliens when she was trying to make a deal with Speaker of the House Lisa Daymuth that she really didn't agree with that vote, but she decided to rise up and say, we got to get things done. We have to end the government shutdown. And then some just demented individuals have to somehow try to affix credibility to Vance Belter, where in his manifesto, he suggested the killing of the Hortmans, the attempt on the Hoffmans, was directed by Tim Walz. There's zero proof of this. This is cruel. This is unhinged. And of all the people, to really, to not the surprise, the president of the United States is echoing this on Truth Social. And this is my point. There are areas of policy where I'm absolutely right-leaning. The size of government drives me nuts. I think we're overtaxed. We have too many regulations. But the president just wallows in this stuff. And it's vile. And to me, it's just indefensible. And character should matter. So as a person I know of character who still believes in Republican principles, what do you say when you see the president a part of something as awful as this?
I agree with everything you just said, and it is deeply disturbing to me that he and others are raising claims that somehow Governor Walz was involved in trying to get Melissa Hortman assassinated. And the delusional ramblings of Vance Belter aside, you know, there's no credibility behind that or no actual connection to Walz being involved in this assassination. So these claims, as you indicated, that Walz somehow engineered the assassination of Hortman are A, bizarre, and B, despicable. Yeah. And they shouldn't be repeated, and they should be denounced by everybody.
Great as always, sir. Enjoy the day, and we'll reach out soon.
You got it. Thank you.
Former Governor Tim Pawlenty. Again, if you want to vote Republican, bravo. Go for it. He's won twice. He lost decisively in 2020, and by the way, cowards, the committee, when they wouldn't allow Jack Smith to testify publicly, and then when they released it, what, about 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve? Just sign me up to watch Jack Smith and Donald Trump telling the truth. It'd be like a Mike Tyson fight. But if you're going to lower yourself to this level of Tim Walz killed Melissa Hortman, what in the hell is wrong with you? Are you this dumb? Let me just be blunt. Are you this cruel? Are you this gullible? There is so much to criticize Walz. And if you want to be elated that he's out, you've earned it. This show has criticized the fraud for years and years. But show a speck of decency. And if you can't, it's time to look in the mirror and make an adjustment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.